the Lord's Prayer with a focus on truth. At the very beginning of the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, there are three quotes. And the first one is about truth. It's from Christ Jesus as related by John in the Gospel of John. "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Whenever we're doing our research, and that's really what Christian Science is, it's researching our consciousness and adding new things that we have discovered in our study in the present study session. So no matter what the topic is that we are studying, our goal should be to seek the truth about that topic. And when we do, we will be free of being ignorant about that topic and that specific thing that we learned. We will be adding to our compound learning about God and man and the relationship between God and man. There are three quotes at the beginning, and the second one is from Shakespeare. "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." We want to make sure that in our searching for truth, that we're looking for the good, not evil. Evil is the opposite. We only want to know that it is a suggestion, and then we dig to the root so that we can dig it out and have it neutralized forever. The third quote at the beginning of the textbook is from Mary Baker Eddy, and it says, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." The Bible says we should pray without ceasing. If we are living our prayer, that is one way to do it. Mary Baker Eddy stopped three times a day to pray specifically for all humanity. And she said she stopped a dozen times a day to make sure that she was not thinking with any ill will about anyone on any topic, any time, for any reason, under any circumstance. Dr. Fluno wrote an article on criticism. He toured around the United States speaking on that topic. Mary Baker Eddy further stated that if we focus only on perfection about everyone and everything all the time, that we would be able to heal anything instantaneously. She said the same thing about the Lord's Prayer, that if we understand it spiritually, we could heal anything instantaneously. I'm sure that with that, we would put the proviso that one would need to be living the golden rule with the Lord's Prayer, and they really go together. When asked by the Pharisees of Jesus, what was the greatest commandment of all? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it. Ye shall love your neighbor as yourself. I believe the message is that we cannot do one without the other. You cannot love your neighbor without loving God, and you can't love God without loving your neighbor, because they go together. God is all, and everything that exists is a manifestation of God. If our neighbor exists, we need to be loving our neighbor. Mary Baker Eddy wrote an article in Miscellaneous Writings, beginning on page 8, and the title is, Love Your Enemies. She asks the question, who is thine enemy? Except the individual that you think is your enemy. So if we go back to Shakespeare, do we want to think of anyone as our enemy? Do we want to think about anyone that they are evil? Shakespeare is good to keep in mind all the time. Are we thinking good or are we thinking evil? Do we think we are perfect, but everyone else has flaws? Remember, Mary Baker Eddy assigned to Dr. Fluno to go around the United States, and this was in about 1880 or so, and a lecture on the topic of criticism. He says, in an article he wrote about criticism, that it leads to all evil. All evil. In other words, if we can cut out of any thought the idea that criticism is real and that we should not be utilizing it, we need to recognize we should not be letting criticism come out of our mouth. Christ Jesus couldn't know anything about criticism. He recognized evil and destroyed it, but not person. He separated it. When I was in grade school learning spelling, our teacher said the way you spell separate is the separate. Think about a filter system. A filter system on the door of our consciousness. How do we rate anything? And I'm sure she meant that we want to look up to our Father as our guide on how to rate something, how to judge it, how to decide if it was good or evil, whether we want it into consciousness to compound as part of the good in our consciousness, or we want to block it from entering into consciousness because it's an evil thought. It doesn't matter if there's a face attached to it or not. What matters is, are we going to dwell on evil, which means it's going to be a part of our consciousness, or are we going to reject it at the door that enters into our thought and label it right then that it has no power because it has no creator. Therefore, it cannot be in any creation. Mary Baker Eddy defines ark as in Noah's Ark, as safety, the idea or reflection of truth, proved to be as immortal as its principle, the understanding of spirit, destroying belief in matter. God and man, coexistent and eternal. Science, showing that the spiritual realities of all things are created by Him and exist forever. The ark indicates temptation overcome and followed by exaltation. Here's her definition of believing: firmness and constancy, not a faltering nor a blind faith, but the perception of spiritual truth. And then she follows it with the opposite: mortal thoughts, illusion. Here's what she says about children: the spiritual thoughts and representatives of life, truth, and love. Sensual and mortal beliefs. Counterfeits of creation, whose better originals are God's thoughts. Not in embryo, but in maturity. Material suppositions of life, substance, and intelligence, opposite to the science of being. So, as in most definitions, she gives both the reality, which is the spiritual definition, followed by its opposite, to give us an opportunity to see what we should be accepting and what we should be rejecting. What does she say about church and truth? Church, the structure of truth and love, whatever rests upon and proceeds from divine principle. The church is that institution which affords proof of its utility and is found elevating the race, rousing the dormant understanding from material beliefs to the apprehension of spiritual ideas and the demonstration of divine science, thereby casting out devils or error and healing the sick. What does she say about day? The irradiance of life, light, the spiritual idea of truth and love. And the evening and the morning were the first day. That's from Genesis 1, verse 5. The objects of time and sense disappear in the illumination of spiritual understanding, and mind measures time according to the good that is unfolded. This unfolding is God's day. And, quote, there shall be no night there. How about firmament? Spiritual understanding. The scientific line of demarcation between truth and error. Between spirit and so-called matter. That word firmament is used in the days of creation, where she says it will separate that which is above and below. What does she say in the definition of God about truth? On page 587, God is the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving and eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all-substance, intelligence. How about the definition of rock? Spiritual foundation, truth. And then the opposite, coldness and stubbornness. Here's the definition of salvation. Life, truth, and love understood and demonstrated as supreme over all. And then the opposite, sin, sickness, and death destroyed. So I was wrong. I thought she was going to give us the definition of the opposite. She's only naming these evils which are destroyed. So salvation, there is nothing negative about salvation. Sun. The symbol of soul governing man, of truth, life, and love. Here's a good one, sword. The idea of truth, justice. And then the opposite, revenge, anger. Helen Wright, the founder of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, surveyed science and health for the different words that were used by Mary Baker Eddy to define truth as God. And she has gleaned 71 different words and 14 words that represent the opposite. I will just read them to you, and they will be on the website available for you to view or download. And these are in alphabetic order. Abide, affirmation, appears, awakens, bread, brotherhood, calculus, casts out, chemicalization, Christian Science, Christ, claims, complete, conquers, consciousness, cross, cup, cure, dawn, deliverer, demands, demonstration, destroys, dominion, example, exemplar, expression, follow, followers, form, garment, gospel, grace, health, heals, honesty, ideal, judgment, justice, key, leads, leaven, light, makes, man, manifestation, Messiah, mission, morning, potent, reaches, reflection, remedy, resists, revelation, rock, seed, sun, star, sword, theology, treasures, triumph, true, trust, uncovers, virtue, voice, whole, way, work. 71 words total that Mary Baker Eddy uses to describe truth. And there are 14 that are used for the opposites. They are as follows: adversary, betrays, claim, counterfeit, darkness, disease, dishonesty, electricity, error, false, sickness, lie, persecution, resistance. Let's take a look at the individual verses of the Lord's Prayer and see how these words tie in to helping us define it, to gain a more spiritual understanding of each verse. The first verse: Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God. All harmonious. How about the word remedy? That's one of the words that Mary Baker Eddy uses to define truth. Also the word revelation. The word treasures. Triumph. Trust. Uncovers. Way. Our Father, which art in heaven. Well, that's uncovering who we're addressing and where that concept is. God is in heaven. Heaven is thought of as being a realm of perfection. It says, Our Father, Mother God. That's revealing. Have we ever thought of Mother being God? Father has been commonly accepted, but how about Mother? That's a brand new concept that Mary Baker Eddy reveals to us. All harmonious. Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious. That's a revelation. It's very common to think of God being responsible for accidents. They're saying, well, that's a province of God. The province of God that some child or an adult is killed as a result of an accident or a storm. Insurance companies define a storm as an act of God. So they say, well, you're not covered because it's an act of God. It's beyond control. This says the opposite. This says that father, mother is all harmonious. The next verse, hallowed be thy name. The spiritual interpretation, adorable one. God is supreme. Nothing higher than God. God is a treasure. Nothing higher. How about a star? God should be our star. Perfect performance. Think of a star. Something that shines. In fact, the word light is one of the terms used to describe truth. The next verse, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present. Is truth omnipresent? Every quality of God is omnipresent. The definition of God, the very first word from page 465, is that God is incorporeal, without body. That's the only way that God could be omnipresent. God is a spiritual concept. God is qualities. Qualities are not limited to time or space or even size, because qualities are infinite, omnipresent and infinite. Thy kingdom come. Our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present. God is right here. Wherever we are, all we have to do is open up our consciousness. That's where God is, or at least he's available to be there. If we recognize God, our Father, Mother God, is within consciousness if we let it be there. Always available. If we're seeking the truth, God is right there. If we seem to have forgotten something, the definition of mind is that God is omniscient. That means God is all-knowing, all-intelligence, and all-wisdom. So we can go to God for the answer. It is in consciousness. We have to just recognize that God is our consciousness. The only consciousness that there is the consciousness of God. The next verse, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Mary Baker Eddy says, enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme. That sounds like a star to me. Above everything, whole, W-H-O-L-E. Look at this voice. The truth is always talking. It's always beaming its own light. For the truth seeker, it's there to be uncovered. In fact, that's one of the words, uncovers. The truth uncovers. It uncovers the revelation, the truth about itself. It's the remedy, reflection. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent supreme. The next verse, give us this day our daily bread. The interpretation, give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections. The word bread is one of the words that defines truth, awakens. Bread. At the Lord's Last Supper, it says that he was breaking bread with his disciples. He was giving them the crumbs of truth, the individual elements that compose truth. He was giving them an opportunity to put it within their own consciousness. Cure is another word to describe truth. He was giving them the cure of resolving error. They have to be ready for it. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections. Not only hungry, but they're famished. Anyone seeking truth has to be famished for the affections of the truth. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And love is reflected in love. One of the opposites of truth is counterfeit, dishonesty, error, false, resistance. Are we hesitant to reflect love to someone that we have defined as our enemy? How do we overcome hate? By loving. Expression is one of the terms to help define truth. Are we expressing the truth? Are we expressing true love? Or are we letting the counterfeit of emotional love or sensual love control the situation? The way to overcome sensual love is to express true love, nurturing the relationship, not waiting to receive love before we give it, but give love, be love, shine the light of love on every relationship, every individual. In other words, care about them as a father or mother would care about their child. Protect them. Protect the relationship with truth instead of letting emotion or centralism be the controlling factor. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death. Disease and sickness are two of the words that are the opposite of truth. And deliverer is a word to describe truth. So truth delivers us from sickness and disease. And the last verse, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Genesis chapter 1 states that God gave man dominion over all the earth, over everything in the waters and everything in the air, all the fowl of the air, everything. Are we taking that blessing and reflecting it within our own consciousness? That is telling us right there that we do not have to submit to anything that is evil, anything that is less than 100% godlike. Because God gave us dominion. We don't have to submit. Submission is not a part of any definition of truth. Sword is, that means to separate truth from error. We need to use the sword of truth. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love. Over all and all. That one prayer, Mary Baker Eddy states, that if we understand it spiritually, as stated earlier in this recording, if we understand it spiritually, it will heal instantly any problem, period. Total. Anything can be healed. Not only can it be healed, but Frederick L. Rawson, one of the geniuses of Christian Science, discovered how to treat back in time. In other words, move the clock back and heal the problem as soon as it occurred, as soon as it came to the surface. Remove all the suffering that may have taken place once the error was discovered. all I can say is, wow. Wow, wow, wow. There's no limit with God. He explains how he did it, how he discovered it, and how we can utilize what he discovered to heal things that we're working on. He and several others, Wentworth Winslow was one, Joel Goldsmith, I'm sure there were other ones, and had 15-minute appointments. In 15 minutes, they were able to uncover the error that was causing the problem with their patients and establish the truth about God and man and the relationship thereto in the consciousness of the individual, and establish it with the fixedness, which is truth. So that the healing was done right there. After 15 minutes, he could say, next. Joe Goldsmith walked into a nursing home. He got a phone call that everyone in the nursing home had this problem. The same problem. As he was transporting himself there and thinking about it, he came to the conclusion that he only had to treat the evil. And then everyone should be healed at once. Because it wasn't the individual that was sick. It was the belief that the evil existed at all. So he had to get rid of the belief that that particular evil existed for everyone that was there. And that's exactly what he did. And everyone was healed at the same time. All of a sudden, the problem disappeared for everyone in the building. The entire nursing home was healed all at once. Because it wasn't person that needed to be healed. It was the consciousness of everyone in there that was letting themselves be subject to something that was a lie instead of the truth. In fact, lie is one of the words that defines the opposite of truth. Something very interesting has been discovered, and that is that the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, and Genesis, the days of creation, are all in exact alignment . The first commandment lines up with the first verse of the Lord's Prayer. The same with the first beatitude. The first day of creation in Genesis chapter 1. They all four are in perfect alignment. And the same with the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth, sixth and seventh. They're all in perfect alignment. We will post that on our website so you can see them all together as a table and see how perfectly they all go together. I am so grateful for every little tidbit that I've been able to pick up from the Old Testament and the characters that were providing those inspired words to the world, the New Testament, of course, which is dominated by Christ Jesus, and also Paul, and any other writers in the Old and New Testament. I'm totally grateful. For Mary Baker Eddy, discovering the science that explains every healing that Jesus was involved in. Very grateful that we had the printing press and copy machines and scanners, computers, printers, anything that enables us to be portable, such as a cell phone, where you can have access to the internet and look at these things on our website, no matter where you are. Elon Musk has a cell phone that reaches every corner of the globe. You can get the truth all the time. You can log into our website or just go to our website. See the truth. We have over 100 authors. I'm so grateful that we had their publications available to publish. God is the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving and eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love, all-substance, intelligence. Amen.